Has the mainstream media been boycotting the climate change scandal? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Conservative websites are gleefully tweaking the mainstream media again for not covering the climate change scandal, those thousands of hacked emails from climate research scientists that seem to show global warming believers plotting to marginalize the global warming deniers. Except, I haven't seen many bloggers evaluating the actual scientific content of the emails. I actually downloaded all the messages, thousands of them. I noticed that, yes, the global warming believers see real problems in their climate models, but the emails also include evidence, which no conservative blogger seems to have noticed, showing that the global warming deniers have fudged their data. In any case, even with all this new information, we're no closer to knowing who's right. And I admit, I was hoping global warming was real because, according to Al Gore's slideshow, it would put Wall Street under 20 feet of water. But if the data's phony and there is no global warming, then fine. My one request would be that we force those government scientists to reveal how they've been faking the thawing of the Arctic Ocean and the melting of the Greenland ice sheet, because that is one hell of a special effect. And I would also ask, in the interest of fair play, that the hackers also go after the emails of the oil companies and the Competitive Enterprise Institute, just in case they too may have been spinning data. Although, since they have nothing to hide, they'll just voluntarily release all their emails, won't they? Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.